Welcome to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team. My hope is to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. With new literacy policies sweeping across states, establishing universal screeners and comprehensive literacy plans, it's more crucial than ever to ensure every student builds a strong foundation in reading. And if your state has recently enacted a literacy initiative or your district is dedicated to enhancing reading skills support for students, you've come to the right place. Today, we're talking about the multi-tiered system of supports, or as many of us know as MTSS, and how it can be leveraged to help students develop foundational reading skills. These skills, phonemic awareness, phonics, fluency, vocabulary, and comprehension, are the bedrock of all future learning. Without them, students face a cascade of challenges, not just in school, but throughout their lives. We'll also share real-life examples like Anna's story, a fourth grader who struggled until the right interventions clicked, and even how technology, like AI tools, plays a growing role in these efforts. So grab a coffee, put on those noise-canceling headphones, and join me on this quick deep dive into MTSS and its potential to transform how we teach reading. First, let's break it down. Foundational reading skills might sound complex, but they're really just five essential components. Phonemic awareness, which helps students understand that words are made up of sounds. Phonics teaches them to connect those sounds to letters. Fluency is about reading smoothly and quickly. Vocabulary gives students the words to understand what they read. And comprehension ties it all together so they get what they're reading. Now, here's a staggering reality. According to the latest Nation's report card, 40% of fourth graders didn't reach basic reading proficiency, and an even higher percentage of eighth graders struggled. These gaps have been growing even wider, especially post-pandemic. Doesn't it make you wonder if we're truly adapting our methods to meet the students where they are? This is where MTSS comes in, and at its core, MTSS is a framework that gives educators a way to provide tailored support. And just to review for those perhaps new to MTSS, think of it as three tiers. Tier one is the high-quality research-based reading instruction all students receive. Tier two kicks in for those who need more targeted support, while tier three delivers intensive, individualized interventions for students who need it the most. Take the story of Anna. Anna was a fourth grader who wasn't just falling a bit behind, she was disconnected entirely from class discussions about reading. When her teachers dug deeper, they discovered that she lacked basic phonics and comprehension skills. And up to that point, she'd been offered interventions meant for her grade level, which glossed over the foundational gaps that really held her back. Once her intervention team reevaluated her needs through an MTSS lens, they shifted gears, incorporating phonics-focused small group instruction and comprehension skill building. While the results weren't instant, Anna began showing steady gains, bridging gaps that once seemed insurmountable. Anna's story is an inspiring reminder that when we meet students where they are, rather than where we expect them to be, we open doors for real progress. Now, supporting foundational reading skills through MTSS isn't just about identifying those gaps or just staring at the problem. It's about using the range of strategies to address them. But what does that look like in practice? First, at Tier 1, everything starts with a strong, engaging core instruction. Evidence-based curriculums, like those aligned to the science of reading, are key. For instance, teachers using structured phonics programs can offer activities like decoding multisyllabic words or practicing phonemic awareness by breaking apart and blending sounds. Research shows that systematic approaches like these are especially effective. One school revamped their Tier 1 reading program by incorporating decodable books tailored to each student's skill level. Students each got personalized book bags. Can you imagine the excitement of a child having a set of books they know they can read? This approach not only built their skills, but also blossomed their confidence. When students need more targeted support under Tier 2, small group interventions come into play. Regular progress monitoring helps us figure out what's working and what isn't. Take the example of using daily phonics drills or vocabulary building games. Small but consistent actions that chip away at those larger gaps. Tier 3, where we provide intensive one-on-one support, focuses on the students who need the most help. For reading, this might mean using specialized programs like Orton-Gillingham or Wilson Reading System. But it's not just traditional tools that can make a difference. Jessica Pack, a teacher in California, shared how she uses AI tools to transform her students' experience with reading comprehension. Her sixth graders were 3 to 4 grade levels behind in reading, and she had them analyze text, then use AI-generated images to visually connect with the material. It's a creative approach to encourage metacognition, helping kids not just read, but deeply understand and analyze text. Fascinating, right? These small examples show us just how innovative educators can be when equipped with the right frameworks and resources. Of course, implementing MTSS and supporting struggling readers isn't always smooth sailing. Teachers often cite lack of time, tools, and training as barriers. And according to a RAND report, about 46% of teachers rely mainly on their own classroom experience for reading instruction and knowledge, with minimal access to professional development or mentors. That's why it's critical to push for systemic change. Schools need resources like those platforms such as Branching Minds to streamline data analysis and connect educators with evidence-based interventions. Progress can't live in silos. It actually thrives mostly in collaboration. We also can't underestimate the importance of culture. Schools that celebrate literacy often see the greatest gains. Picture cozy classroom reading corners for independent practice or school-wide readathons where students earn rewards for hours spent immersed in books. These moments make literacy engaging, joyful, and reinforcing the identity of being a reader. Another strategy, address foundational reading skills at every age. Middle school students with reading difficulties often fall through the cracks because we assume foundational reading only concerns younger students. But research tells us foundational gaps persist if they are not addressed. And this is where middle school and high school educators must intentionally weave foundational support into their lessons. So before we wrap up, here's what I want you to take away. Foundational reading isn't optional. It's not. It's essential. And MTSS offers educators a framework to support learners at every stage. And when we get this right, the ripple effects extends far beyond the classroom. Anna's story, that one of AI and innovation in California, or even a book bag filled with decodable text, all of these examples show that change is possible one strategy at a time. And I'll leave you with this. Every student deserves to experience the joy of reading, the empowerment of understanding new words, and the pride of unlocking stories. And as educators, you hold the keys to open those doors. Thanks for listening to School Around today. If this episode resonated with you, I encourage you to share it with a fellow educator. And as always, if you're eager for more resources, check out today's show notes and our website for links to everything that we discuss. And so until next time, keep learning, keep teaching, and keep inspiring. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcasts on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branching Minds.